Friends, the greatest man who ever lived was the Lord Jesus Christ, and the greatest sermon that was ever preached was the Sermon on the Mount. And in that sermon, in chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel, the Lord Jesus deals a lot with the subject of worry and anxiety. Many, many times he says in those verses, take no thought for your life, take no thought for your raiment, take no thought for your food, take no thought for tomorrow. And he gives us a golden principle for Christian living. It's the key text in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But just before that momentous verse, we have Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 32. And in that verse of scripture, it says these words, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And there's the remedy to life's worries. We are all worried, I'm sure, anxious a little bit about the future, about the days we're living in. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, take no thought for your life, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And if you just take that little phrase and break it up, think for a moment or two about your heavenly Father. If you're a Christian and you're born again by the Spirit of God, God in heaven is your Father. And as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Your heavenly Father knoweth. He knows all things. He knows the end from the beginning. He knoweth the way that I take, Job said. After he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Your heavenly Father knoweth. Peter could say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need. I wonder today what your needs are in the midst of this pandemic of the coronavirus. We all have needs, and our greatest need is the Lord. But your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He knows our needs. Practically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And Paul said as he wrote to the church at Philippi, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I wonder today, is God really your Father? Can I address those who maybe do not know the Saviour? And God is a God too that's far off, far removed, impersonal, and unknowable. If you put your faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us, you too can address God as your Father. Our heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of all these things. What a wonderful comfort these words are to us. May God bless you. Thank you for listening in, and we hope you can join us again tomorrow. Thank you.